Today we straddle one year's end and another year's beginning. And our words this morning from Holy Scripture are, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to your word, for mine eyes have seen your salvation. We hear the prophet Simeon recite today this in our gospel reading. If you have ever been to our spectacular service of Evensong held at 4:30 p.m. on most Sundays, you will be well familiar with these words of Simeon. We call them in our tradition the Nunc Dimittis. You can imagine Simeon old, wrinkled by the recesses of time, marked by his rigorous daily prayer practice, yet with a distinct softness around his eyes, denoting the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus and the family come to the Holy Temple, and Simeon holds up this tiny infant child, only 40 days old, and says, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. In a sense, these are this man's last words. They mark the consummation of his earthly pilgrimage. He has seen the Messiah at last, the promised Holy One of Israel that the prophets foretold. He had waited his entire life just to meet this child, and he recognized him instantly. Simeon's end is marked by the beginning of this newborn's life. The birth of this child means Simeon's peaceful death. One arrival brings another person's release. The birth of this tiny baby signals the eruption and consummation of the prophetic hope and dream, as Isaiah 6 foretold, for unto us a child is born, a son is given. Authority will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In the infant Jesus, the prophet Simeon recognized the face of the Eternal and was able to let go, surrender his satisfied soul into the loving hands of the Almighty Creator, from whom Jesus came, to whom Simeon departed towards. To the bosom of the Eternal Lover, Simeon departs this life in peace. To end well, to depart satisfied, to die in peace, with our last wishes fulfilled, is, I imagine, a desire that many of us carry. It is something we all want. I can't tell you how many times I have heard people say, now that is how I want to go, peacefully in the night in my own bed. Simeon departed this life in a state of satisfaction. How I wish I could say that of the so many people that I have been privileged to bury in my life as a priest. A few years ago, I knew a close family friend. He was like a grandfather to me, and he struggled against death. He pushed back against his diagnosis, and he and one of his daughters had been estranged for many years. Suddenly, his end came quickly. His elderly health deteriorated, and he was in hospital. It was Christmas time a couple years ago. We all went to him to say our goodbyes, to shelter him in prayer, to help him make the transition to the next life. We hugged, sang hymns, shared in a communion meal together, and then the doctors removed the food and the water IVs that were sustaining him. We were told it would be 24 hours, for his health was very, very weak. Yet it took over 10 days before his body surrendered, with no sustenance over 10 days. His wife told me that she felt he wasn't able to leave because he didn't have peace in his heart, because he was hoping that his daughter would return and he would be able to apologize to her, even though he could no longer speak, that there would have reconciliation, that they would have that opportunity to make peace, and then he could depart this life. And as the days went on and our anxiety levels grew, I remember going to his bedside and whispering, "It's okay. It's okay to let go. Don't be afraid." The next day, he passed away. We all carry hurts and resentments and pains that hold us back from letting go, from moving on. Though each ending foreshadows the dawn of a new beginning. What do we need to let go of that we might move forward into new life with peace? In the Christian life, we are called to rehearse for our moment of death. At evening prayer every day, we pray the Canticle of Simeon. We finish our day with these last words of the prophet, and traditionally we cross ourselves when we say, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace." We cross our breasts at these words to surrender our earthly vessels, these vessels of clay, back to our Maker, to commit ourselves, our souls, and bodies to the keeping of God. This act of committal replicates the language and gesture of our funeral rite. Roman Catholics have a practice that they are encouraged to sign themselves with the cross before bed and to say Jesus' last words, "Into thy hands I commend my spirit," as their last words spoken of the day. This practice is not based in a morbid fear that they will die at night, but to mark time, that each day has a mini death, and each morning is a bright new dawn with mercies and possibilities abounding. Each evening is an invitation to release the old and what no longer serves us, to relinquish our anger, our failures, our guilt or bitterness, these things that we carry that cling to us. We are called to release the concerns of yesterday and to commit our full being, our mistakes, our unfulfilled desires, our failed attempts at reconciliation, all our work that is undone, to commit all these things to the grave and free ourselves to live fully in the present moment, in the presence of eternity, in the presence of our great liberator, who does not ask us to be perfect, to fulfill all our New Year's resolutions, but a God who asks us to confess our faults, to surrender to the love and grace of the living God in our midst, and to awaken each morning to the dawn of his renewing radiance. That is Christian freedom. Friedrich Nietzsche wrote that the snake which cannot cast its skin off must die. We are called to practice many deaths, many letting goes, as we are called to live into the freedom that Christ offers us. We are all called to die to selfishness, to die to the need to always be right or in control, to let go of the sins that cling so closely, and to sign our breasts with the cross of Christ that promises to us, that commits to us, that on every side of the grave is the burning flame of the Easter fire. We let go of the old each day to embrace the gift of what is new, to shed our skins of what no longer serves us, of what is not of God. One of my best friends during seminary, when I was studying for the priesthood, was named Jim. Jim lived in a Catholic worker community in North Carolina before meeting me in New Haven. And this Catholic worker community practiced dying daily through surrendering to the gospel as their guide for how to live. They held everything in common. They shared food. They shared money. They opened their small home to several of their homeless friends to live there with them. Together, they built a community centered around sharing food, sharing resources, and most importantly, sharing prayer. They prayed the Anglican daily office of morning and evening prayer every day. And they fed dozens of people as their dining room table continued to expand. One year, while Jim was living at the Catholic Worker, two young students met there, Crystal and Jonathan. They began dating, and eventually they got married, and they conceived a child while still living and praying in that community. And one night, at evening prayer, I kid you not, with about 20 people gathered, they began, as they did every time at evening prayer, by praying the Song of Simeon. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. When boom, Crystal's water broke. At that very moment, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, flood. She gasped. My water is breaking. People were shocked, and then they all erupted in laughter. Like, what kind of God-giving timing was that? They called for an ambulance, and that evening, she gave birth to a healthy little boy. And of course, they named him Simeon. On this cusp of the new year, we too encounter and welcome a newborn child. And for us, like Simeon and Anna both prophesied, this baby changes everything. As the waters break, we are invited this Christmastide to encounter anew the hope that is being birthed into the world. This hope being born that frees us from yesterday's burdens and opens us each day to a new reality. There is a new creation at work inside all of us. And how is it stirring and moving you into this new year? This year, we are invited to encounter the newborn Christ. And as we hear the cries of the baby Jesus, we can no longer ignore the cries of the poor and the oppressed. As we gaze into the eyes of this newborn babe, we see ourselves reflected back, and we are told by his loving smile that we are God's very own forever. We are sealed by his cross, and we bear the image of God, and so does everyone around us. In Emmanuel, God with us, in this Christ child, we witness God making everything new, releasing a new reign, reordering our desires, our worlds, our hierarchies, our priorities, just as a newborn awakens everybody at night in the wrong time. In Jesus, God fully breaks into the world. God's creative energy is released, fully manifest in the world. And in the incarnation, God did not choose to come amongst us with might, but took a feeding trough for his throne. God did not choose to come to us amongst the elites, but chose the poor and the refugees for his family. And on the feast of Jesus' birth, God's reign was proclaimed to outsiders, to pagan magi, to dangerous, dirty shepherds sleeping in a field. This baby turned the entire world upside down, and 2,000 years later, we are still reeling from it. We are called to adore him, to come, let us worship, to bow down on our knees in the mud, in the cold of the barn, and to find God there. And can we, like Simeon, see in this fragile, dependent, tiny newborn the hope of God's salvation? How might this year we die to the old and be born anew? How might we enthrone this tiny baby, enshrine the Prince of Peace in our hearts? How might we sign our breasts with the cross and relinquish each night our sin and selfishness, that we might live freely in peace, fearing not death of the body, neither fearing the intense cries of new life? In this baby, Simeon met his end, and in this baby, we meet our new beginning. Amen.